is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
Grassroots Americans rose up out of their political apathy a few months ago and forced President Bush to reverse his administration's decision to allow a Middle East government to own America's major seaports. But the push for foreign ownership continues. The next port scheduled to be taken over is Kansas City, Missouri. Even though public schools stopped teaching geography years ago, most Americans are surprised to learn that Kansas City is a port. We are also surprised and shocked to discover that Mexico will be running its own customs facility in downtown Kansas City. The plan to let Mexico control this valuable property has been in the works for at least 3 years. But it's now coming to light because of the use of Missouri's Sunshine Law by concerned citizens who forced the release of the emails from Kansas City to Mexico. One email contained the startling admission that the space in Kansas City would need to be designated as Mexican sovereign territory. Despite denials, the stubborn sovereignty issue just won't go away. In charge of this deal is a nonprofit business economic development corporation called Smart Port. As revealed on its own website, the plan is to enable cheap labor products made in communist China to travel in sealed containers nonstop from the Far East by way of Mexico through a ships-to-rail terminal at the port of Lázaro Cárdenas in Mexico, then up the evolving trade corridor to Kansas City, Missouri, where they would have their first inspection. A key purpose of this project is to take jobs away from U.S. longshoremen in Los Angeles and Long Beach, California, who earn $140,000 a year, and replace them with Mexican laborers at $10,000 a year. U.S. truck drivers and railroad workers will likewise be replaced by Mexicans. Tomorrow I'll tell you more about what's up to date in Kansas City.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you believe corporations should be allowed to lay off American citizens and replace them with foreign workers at half the pay? Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for free information on what's happening to American jobs. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
And now, a heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. Folks, a funny thing happened on September the 1st. It was so funny because none of us heard about it. I didn't hear about it. You thought it would have been national news, but guess what? They kept it quiet. But the news has leaked out, and we are very privileged to report it tonight. The American people were served. For once, we got what we wanted and have demanded for years. A town called Stillmore, Georgia. Population in the year 2000 was officially 730 people. That number, with the uncounted illegal aliens, took it up to about 1,000 people. Well, on the first of this month, an immigration raid netted more than 120 illegal aliens. They were captured. Hundreds more fled the county, and many, many more scattered into the woods. That morning, federal agents swarmed into a trailer park and arrested illegal aliens. Georgia has one of the fastest growing illegal alien populations in the country, folks, and this is why the pressure is being applied. Illegal aliens there have grown from a 2000 estimate of over 220,000 to over half a million this year. Do you hear what I said? In the year 2000, a mere 6 years ago, they were 220,000. They are now one half a million, 500,000 illegal aliens. Georgia has taken the stand of passing some of the nation's toughest measures targeting the illegal alien invader, and the federal government has decided to act and crack down. Now, I know a lot of you are saying, oh, it's just window dressing. They're not going to crack down anywhere else. Count your blessings and take this for what it is. They did do it here, and I'm happy. I am ecstatic about it, and we all should be happy about it. The Crider Poultry Plant in Stillmore, Georgia, employs about 900 workers, folks. They are now trying to replace nearly half their workforce since the illegal alien roundup of September the 1st. Now, I know some idiot out there is going to say, see, we need them. No, here's what happened. That plant was once staffed with American workers, American people doing those jobs at a reasonable wage. In comes the illegal alien invader. Guess what he does? He piles in such numbers, lines up at this place to the point where they've got surplus labor, and they start to reduce the wage. The wage goes to nothing. And then the American worker says, well, I can't work for that. And he leaves. In more illegal aliens come. They take the jobs. It's not a matter of them taking the jobs because we weren't doing them as Americans. It's a matter of us not doing them because they showed up and did them too cheaply. That's what happened in Stillmore, Georgia. That's what's happening all over the country. Well, now they don't have anybody to work. This once American city now has become dependent on spent checks of illegal aliens who have displaced American workers. I read this in the article, folks. That's what it says. And guess who's screaming the loudest about this invasion crackdown from September the 1st? You guessed it. Those who are making money off the presence of those illegal alien invaders. A store called Sucursal Salina that caters to Mexicans with Mexican sodas and snacks and other things from Mexico is now going to have to close its doors. The morning after the raid, by midday, they only had 6 customers, where normally they would have had 100 customers. Then there's the B&S, boy, that's aptly titled, the B&S convenience store owned by Keith and Reagan Slater, the mayor's son and grandson. They lost 80% of their business. With his cash register empty, Keith Slater says, quote, these people come over here to make a better way of life, not to blow us up. I'm a diehard Republican, but I think we've missed the boat on this one, end quote. You know what? All because he has set up his business around catering to these people, and now he's going broke. I love it. I want to ask him, Keith, what's in your wallet? You know? Come on, because you're losing money of somebody who broke the law to get here to spend and earn that money? You're complaining? And then there's his stupid mother, the mayor, who said, quote, this reminds me of what I read about Nazi Germany, the Gestapo coming in and yanking people up, end quote. Unbelievable. Nazis yanked up people because of their ethnicity and because of other reasons that they had hatred. This is not anything but the law here, folks. They're taking these people who came here illegally. You cannot lose sight of that. Even the ICE guy told them, you cannot lose sight of the fact that they are in the country illegally. Then there's a broad named Julie Rodas, who learned Spanish. She intentionally learned Spanish. That's cool. Nothing wrong with that. But she learned it so that she could set up a business watching the children of illegal alien workers who worked at this chicken plant. For 5 years, folks, for 5 years she did this, and now she has no customers, and she's crying the blues like B.B. King. She's talking about she's not going to make any money. Good! You shouldn't have set up a business around people in the country illegally. There's also a guy named David Robinson who owned a trailer park and was filled with illegal aliens before the raid. To protest his newly found poverty, because he can't rent the trailers out to any Americans because they probably won't live in those rotten conditions of this park, he hung out. He went and bought an American flag. He had to buy an American flag. He didn't have one already. He went out and bought an American flag and hung it upside down in protest in front of the trailer park. But the biggest story here, folks, the biggest story of economics in the raid is the Crider Poultry Company itself. Listen to this. About half their workforce was scared away or taken away by ICE. They did a strange thing, though. That was followed by an even stranger thing. After the raid, after these people were taken away, they increased the starting wage by $1. And you'll never guess what happened. Americans began taking those jobs. Now, they say that they're taking the jobs Americans don't want. But as soon as this plant raised the wage by $1, guess what? Americans went in there and started to work. And that only became like $7.75. $7.75 was after the $1 raise, and those Georgia people went in there and took those jobs. And that tells you that Americans will work. It tells you that illegal aliens depress wages and jobs. It tells you that people will take a job doing a work like that, even dirty work in a chicken plant, if they're paid properly. Unbelievable. This is a great story. It's a beginning. It's a start, folks. But it's funny. In several stories that I read about this incident, not once were there any interviews from the hundreds of Americans from Stillmore, Georgia, who I'm sure were ecstatic about this raid. You know, the guy like me and you, the guy that says, finally, the guy that says, great, the guy that says, praise the Lord, the law is being enforced. Those kind of people were not interviewed for these articles. It was only the people who are angry about it, only the people who have some money to lose from it, and only the people who were being deported. Those are the ones who complain. All of those were accounts of those who lost money, and that tells you what this is all about. It's all about dollars, folks, and that's all it's about. One of the articles, the guy wrote that the town had been crippled. The town of Stillmore, Georgia, by these people being deported, has been crippled. Crippled is definitely the wrong word, folks. If you ask Americans across the country who live in the invasion zone like I do, they will tell you that Stillmore, Georgia was not crippled. Crippled is not the word. They will tell you that Stillmore, Georgia has been liberated. That's right. Liberated from the grasp of these illegal alien hordes that come here to displace us, that come here to ruin our sovereignty and our culture, come here to replace us on jobs, in schools, in hospitals, and yes, even in jails. They've come here and taken over. But that town, that one place in America today has been liberated. I'm waiting for the next one so I can go there and cheer and say, bravo, ICE, do your job. And we'll get behind you and help you every way we can. But continue to do your job. This is important if we're going to preserve this country. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Most Americans want government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But some politicians want to do away with borders entirely, and they have a plan for doing it. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, the FTAA, a roadmap for economic and political fusion of our hemisphere. If approved, Americans will lose control of their own future. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress to say no to the FTAA. That's stoptheftaa.org.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about the illegal alien invasion. And I want to remind all you folks out there that have friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all the good folks listening in Phoenix, Arizona at KFNX, 1100 AM Phoenix, KDON, 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada, and all the folks listening on the RBN network all across the country. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that number to call in, curse me out, agree, disagree, but don't forget, you get back all that you give, and then some. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
Now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. Folks, last Wednesday, Herr Schwarzenegger decided to write an op-ed piece in La Times. That's our local paper here. For those of us who love America and believe that the illegal alien invasion has endangered our country, the government gave us a message. Quote, tone down the rhetoric, unquote. He said words can be weapons. Well, I hope they can. I really sincerely hope we can use them for weapons rather than go to some other type of weapon, because if we don't, we're going to have to fix this country in a very nasty way. Then he went on into a ridiculous, contradictory set of statements that made absolutely no sense. He said, quote, we must be careful to distinguish between legal and illegal immigration, between those who break our laws to do us harm and those who break our laws to find freedom and prosperity in the greatest nation on earth, end quote. What? What are you talking about? Breaking the law is breaking the law. Now, do I hold some illegal alien who's coming here to work a little softer than they hold somebody coming in to do us harm? Well, no. And I'm going to tell you why. Because he's harming our society economically, socially, our sovereignty, culturally, and every kind of other way you can think of. I am against anybody coming here for any reason illegally. It is amazing to me that a man who's supposed to be protecting us is willing to allow people to break laws just to seek prosperity. That's outrageous. But here's the most ridiculous part, he said, folks. Quote, now that they are here, what do we do with them? Amnesty is not the answer. Congress granted amnesty in 1986 and promised it would end the problem. It didn't. Well, okay, that sounds good. He goes on, amnesty only made it worse. You don't reward people for breaking the law, and you don't grant someone the rights of citizenship simply by virtue of how long they've been in the country. First of all, let's stop right there. Arnold,
This is amnesty does not grant citizenship. Amnesty grants legality. Stop with the President Bush rhetoric about automatic citizenship. It does not grant citizenship. Some of the people that were amnestied in 1986 are still not citizens. So that's not what it's about. It's about legality. Citizenship comes later. Then he went on to say, that makes a mockery of the law, end quote. Then he says that you can't round up 12 million people and send them home. So he says, quote, we must create a path for legal status for those living in the shadows illegally, end quote. That's amnesty, you idiot. Don't you know what amnesty is? It's when you forgive the debt, when you forgive the crime, when you forgive the illegality and make them legal. That's what amnesty is. But he says here, amnesty won't work. And then he says, well, we have to give them a path to legalization. And he goes on and on and on about how they have to pay their past taxes, how they have to learn English. Yeah, right. How they've got to pay for their own hospitalization and their own schooling. Oh, sure. That's going to happen in the land of Oz, maybe. But that's what he said. It's outrageous. It's outrageous for him to tell us that we have to tone down our rhetoric when he doesn't live around the chickens. He doesn't live around the goats. I want to know how many loud mariachi parties they have near the governor's mansion or near any house that he lives in. None. And I guarantee you there won't be any. He don't have to compete for a job with the illegals. His wife don't have to walk by a construction site and see somebody grabbing his crotch. He doesn't have to put his kids in an illegal alien school. And he doesn't have to deal with them on any level. So he tells us, tone down our rhetoric. We ain't toning down a damn thing. We're going to keep the rhetoric high because that's what it takes. And if we'd have done our job in this country 20 years ago and not amnesty, guess what? The rhetoric could be lower. But until then, we're going to keep pumping it up higher and higher and higher. Arnold, you suck. But more than that, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. Good Lord. Can you imagine this guy calls himself a Republican? Unbelievable. On a lighter note, let's get to our guest now, folks. A guy that I have the utmost respect for, and how many times you hear me say that on the air. Here's a guy I've known for years. He just won a great, great victory, but it ain't over. It ain't over. We're not going to jinx it. Won a great victory in the state of Arizona, the 8th Congressional District there, Randy Graff. Randy, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, good to be with you, but we got to get you on the radio here in Tucson, too.
Well, we're going to work on it, buddy. We want to be on everywhere, but especially down in southern Arizona, because we know the problem is so bad down there, and people proved that this is important to them because of what they did for you on Tuesday. They stepped up and went to the polls and said, you know what? We don't care how much money people put behind the other guy. We don't care how much they want him to win. We're going to vote for the guy that speaks our language, and that guy just happened, by coincidence, to be Randy Graff.
Well, I appreciate that. We did have a rather difficult primary. We were up against a lot, including a major part of the Republican establishment. But we were successful Tuesday night. The voters turned out. We got in a five-way primary. We got a little over 43% of the vote.
That sounds pretty good to me.
We move on to the next stage. We got the general election 7 weeks from Tuesday.
And you are now the Republican candidate. You are the Republican guy. How is the party going to treat you now, Randy?
Well, we immediately got on a plane to D.C., spent a couple days back there, met with the NRCC and the RNC and a lot of leadership, and it looks like we're pulling the party together. They understand the importance of keeping this seat Republican, and we're going to work very hard on doing that. This is a Republican district. We got nearly 20,000 more registered Republicans and Democrats. We had other lower ticket conservative victories down here. Folks running for the state legislature, the Arizona State Senate and State House, all talking about illegal immigration, making sure that we're going to continue working on it. So we've got a lot of positive things coming out of this primary going into the general.
We know, Randy, we've got a policy here at the Terry Anderson Show. We don't endorse anybody. But if a guy speaks our language, we put his picture up on the website to let the public know, here's a guy that is aligned with us on this issue. And not just lip service, not just a guy who steps up at the last minute and says, oh, by the way, I'm against this invasion. No, you've been walking the walk, talking the talk for years now. And we know that because I've heard you in speeches right there in Arizona that I've been to. I've been down there in your neck of the woods. You're the real deal. Now, you didn't ask me to say this. I'm saying it. And I'm not asking anybody to vote for you, but here's what I will say. When you've got a guy whose track record is vehemently against the invasion of this country, why wouldn't you support him? And that's what I tell people all the time. You don't vote for Randy because he's a Republican. You vote for Randy because he's the right guy, he's doing the right thing, and he's talking the talk and walking the walk. That's what we're after in this country.
Well, thanks, Terry. You were out here with us helping us on Proposition 200, You've been out here down here to the border, and you know
we have
down here. You know, this is something I've been working on for a number of years while serving in the state legislature. I saw the impacts on our schools and our hospitals and our criminal justice system. Yeah. The number of people dying in the desert, 25 million pounds of trash out here in our deserts in Arizona. You know, this is just criminal. Border security is nothing but a 5-strand barbed wire fence if it's standing down here, and we just don't have the resources to deal with this. So it's time we get serious about it. I look forward to going back and joining Tom Tancredo and his friends back there in Washington, and a number of our congressmen here from Arizona, J.D. Hayworth.
Good guy. You could be in a lot worse company than those guys. I guarantee you. Those are some of the good guys. And you got Steve King from Iowa and Mr. Hostetler and all the rest of them. Really good guys. We didn't have that 10 years ago, and that's why this thing escalated. But now we've got congressmen. I wouldn't give you a dime for every senator in the Senate, but I'm going to tell you something. The House of Representatives is the key. You guys are going to check everybody in the Senate and keep them from passing some ridiculous bill. You guys are you got your finger in the dike for the United States of America. And when you get in there, we're going to expect the same thing from you that we expected from Tom Tancredo and from J.D. Hayworth and the rest. And let me tell you something else. If you don't do what we want, we're going to come after you. Now, I'm not saying I don't think you will, because I know the type of guy you are. What I'm letting our audience know is that's what we demand of our elected officials in 2006 and from now on. We will no longer allow people into office who won't do what they're supposed to. That's why Brian Bilbray got back in office, because we knew what kind of guy he was, and everybody in this state pushed to get him reelected in a very, very bad situation he was in down there in San Diego with the Cunningham deal and everything. But guess what? Bilbray's that kind of guy. He's back in office. That's what it's going to take now. And Randy, people are not just going to elect you because of your party anymore. It ain't going to happen.
You get that right. As a Republican, I'm very frustrated on a number of fronts, not only the border, but spending in Washington.
Yes.
I mean, we just haven't had the leadership since the 1994 contract with America. And until we get that back, I'm an American first.
First.
Here, this border, Republican. After all that, and if we can't get in there, you know, we will get in there and make sure the Republican Party, I think, is still the best avenue to get this stuff done. But you know, we're gonna work outside them. We've taken on the establishment on this issue. And
the guy you're replacing, for instance, I mean, this guy,
absolutely.
I mean, you know, that's unbelievable. And Randy, you know me. I don't do the Republican-Democrat thing. I'm neither. But I do adhere to the Republican philosophy and ideology. If they would only go back to the old Republican ways, but right now they're not doing that. But out of the two philosophies, I cannot see the Democrats doing any good for this country. They're too liberal. They want to give it all away. They would have amnesty within 24 hours of them taking over. So we don't want them in office. We absolutely don't. But I have said this many times. If the Republicans lose, it's their own fault for not being tough on this and other issues, but especially this issue that touches everybody in this country in one way or another.
You're exactly right. And this isn't a partisan issue.
No, it's not.
It's
an American issue.
All of us. If you've got an illegal alien in your classroom sitting alongside your honor student, I will argue neither one gets a good education.
I don't care how liberal you are. It's not going to benefit you.
You're absolutely right.
Yep.
And in this primary... once again, taking on the establishment that included the Colorado Republican Party, contributed money to my major opponent in this. The New Mexico Republican Party did. The Arkansas Republican Party.
Unbelievable.
We were up against a lot, but we went on radio talk shows in those states and let folks know that. And, it helped our campaign as folks from those states said, to heck with it. We're contributing to a candidate that's trying to get the job done. It really worked well for us, and
Randy,
we're blessed with a lot of support from all over the country.
Well, Randy, what used to be won't work anymore. And I just said that a few minutes ago, but people now are tired. I've never seen this level of frustration on any issue, and people now are going to vote for the guy who talks their language, and that language is patriot, not party patriot.
Yep.
And if we don't get people in there that are going to do as you will and JD and the rest, we're going to have a sorry situation here. And people have to understand, there's no practice America. When this one's gone, it's over with. It's over. One shot. That's all we get.
That is absolutely right. And this country is worth saving. And
absolutely.
We're going to work very hard on getting that done. And folks can find out more if they go to the website, www.votegraph.com, to understand exactly what's going on down here in southern Arizona, similar to what you've had in California. You know the impacts there.
Yep. And, I was just going to ask you for that website. I want to give it again. But, Randy, before that, I tell people this all the time. Stop giving money to the Republican Party. What you do, even if you're a Democrat, don't give money to the Democrats. What you do, you find a candidate. If you want to vote Democrat, fine. Find a Democrat that speaks your language. If you want to vote Republican, fine. Find a Republican who speaks your language. Give your money to some guy. He may not be in your state. He may not be in your region of the country. But if he's going to vote in Congress, he's going to vote the way you want. It doesn't matter where he lives. Every vote that you make, every vote that J.D. Hayworth makes, will be for people in Maine, for people in North Dakota, for people in Alaska. All of those votes count towards the whole country. So therefore, we need people all over the country that are going to vote in unison with what we believe. That's who people should be sending their money to, not to a party that can give part of it to the National Council of the Race or give it to some idiot like McCain or somebody else. My words, not yours. Or give it to some candidate who's against us like Jeff Flake or Cannon from Utah. We need people to give their money to the candidate, not the party.
And that's right. You know, in this primary, it was interesting. We had a five-way primary. All five candidates, you know, myself and the other four, all identified illegal immigration after their polling, after they stuck their finger in the air, that illegal.
And Randy, you've been talking it ever since I've known you, so I think we lost. Randy, you still there? We lost Randy, folks. VoteGraph.com. That's where you go. You back, Randy? Now we've lost him. VoteGraph.com, folks. That's where you go. Check him out. You want to make a donation to his campaign? Fine. It's up to you. But here's a guy that has been very consistent on this issue. He's never wavered. He's never stuck his finger in the air to see where the economy was and see how things are. He's always kept it real on this. He always has. And ever since I've ever known him, he has been consistent. Totally, totally, totally consistent. So here's the guy you want to talk to. Here's the guy you want to get back in office. Randy, you back?
Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. We're winding up. We got about a minute left. I want you to give that website out again, and I just admonish the people to go to where they can get some action from a person that thinks the way they do. How can they get in touch with you?
They can either call our campaign headquarters at 520-887-2984.
One more time.
520-887-2984. Or go to our website at VoteGraph, that's VoteGraph.com.
Randy Graff, we congratulate you against an uphill battle, against just unreal odds that you had to fight against, and you made it, and we're going to be with you in November too, buddy.
Appreciate that, Terry. One down, one to go.
Yeah, here we go. We're not through, but we're not going to stop till it's over, till it's in the right direction, and you're the guy to put it there in Southern Arizona. We appreciate you coming on, spending time with us. Randy, stay in touch.
Thank you, sir. God
all right,
bless.
Buddy. Take care. Good guy, folks. That's our kind of folks, the real deal. And without him, we're not ever going to get this thing fixed. And I hope you guys understand that you got to stop giving your money to a political party. I'm not telling you to stop donating Republican. I'm telling you to stop donating to the Republican Party. They will take your money and send it wherever they want it to go when you can do the same thing. You can take it. You can send it to Randy. You can send it to J.D. You can send it to Steve King. You don't have to live in Iowa to send it to Steve King. You don't have to live in Colorado to give it to Tancredo. You don't have to live in Arizona to give it to Randy. But what you have to do is pick where you want your dollars to be spent. That's smart money. You know, that's like taking your money and throwing it up in the air and hoping it lands at the bank. You know, you're better off to take it down to the bank and put it in the bank. Same thing here. Stop giving money to your party. They're not spending it the way you want it spent. They're not spending it wisely. All right, folks, we're going to take a break. We're coming up on the half here. We're going to listen to Senor Navarro, a anti-American person. This is courtesy of CCIR.
These are the critical years for us as a Latino community. We're in the state of transition. And that transformation is called the browning of America. Latinos are now becoming the majority. Because I know the time and history is on the side of the Chicano Latino community. It is changing in the future and in the present the balance of power of this nation. It's a game. It's a game of power. Who controls it? You are like the generals that command armies. We're in a state of war. This Proposition 187 is a declaration of war against the Latino-Chicano community of this country. They know the demographics. They know that history and time is on our side. as one community, as one people, as one nation within a nation, as a community that we are, the Chicano Latino community.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Hi, this is John Stapler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Alien invasion. Notice I don't talk about illegal immigration. Oxymoron. This is an invasion, folks. We have been invaded. And I'm going to tell you something else. Make sure you watch. You go to our website and listen to read This Week with the Swings. Real good article there by our buddy. They write exclusively for the Terry Anderson Show. Go to our website and listen to this. This Week with the Swings. One of them is the No Mar Immigration Bill. It's where Bill Maher had Pat Buchanan on and treated him very nicely. You know, Bill Maher's an idiot, but he treated him very nicely, and like maybe he's starting to get it on this issue. You know, who knows? I don't know, but it's worth reading. We're going to get to the phones now, folks. Before we do, I want to remind you that we need your help to stay on the air. This is a very expensive proposition. Because we don't beg every week doesn't mean we're not in bad shape. We're in terrible shape. These radio stations will put you off if you don't have the money, and I know it's a business. That's the way it is. But we need your help to stay on the air. So if you can help us, you know, you got some rich aunt or uncle that maybe you could hit up for about $100,000 or maybe $10,000 or $1,000 or maybe $100 or something, or maybe you got $20 laying around you could send us. We need it. We need it to stay on the air. We don't have that grant from the Ford Foundation or Toyota or GM or Miller Beer or anybody else. We don't have that grant. They won't give that kind of money to Americans. You can only get that kind of money if you're anti-American. So we have to depend on Americans, conservatives mostly, although quite a few liberals write and tell me, hey, I'm sending you a donation. I'm against the invasion. So it's not just conservative people. This is not as Randy Graff said, it's not a partisan issue. It's an American issue. So if you can help us, we'd appreciate it. Send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. That's the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard.
number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. I'll give that out again at the end of the show. And we got a few pins left, not a lot, but we have a few left. If you want one, just put in your donation letter that you'd like to get a pin. And in about a month or so, we're going to start in with the 2007 Terry Anderson Show calendars. Very popular with everybody. Don't ask me why. They're good, though, if you're on a diet. You can put them on the refrigerator. That means every day when you go in there to get something to eat, you can look up and see my picture and say, oh, God. And you turn around and walk away. So you didn't eat. It helped you lose weight. You know what I mean? Anyway, we're going to be coming with the calendars pretty soon. So if you want a pen or a calendar, just mark that and we will get one to you. But we do need your help to stay on the air. Let us get to the phones. Let's go to Barbara Cole calling from Huntington Beach. Barbara, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. We were so thrilled to hear about Randy Graff.
What a guy. What a guy.
Yeah. And little did he know, I cannot tell you the number of CCIR people that once they found out that the Republican Party was trying to down him, said, hey, they immediately wrote a check.
Good.
And we are just thrilled, and we hope that we want to remind your members to please come and see California's champion at our September 27th meeting, the godfather of California's 1994 Prop 187, Dick Mountjoy, who is running against Senator Dianne Feinstein to be our senator in Washington. And, of course, his bottom line is he's always consistent, border security now, no amnesty for illegal aliens. And that meeting is September 27th at 7:30 p.m. at the Garden Grove Women's Club, 9501 Chapman at Gilbert in Garden Grove. Anybody wants additional details, please call our toll-free number, 877-NO-ILLEGALS, because this guy, we need him desperately. We've all got to remember that Feinstein voted for the fraud, illegal alien guest worker amnesty. She voted for giving our Social Security tax dollars.
And Barbara, this guy is of the same type as Randy Graff,
right?
Tom Tancredo. He is consistent.
Right.
He doesn't sit around and wait for somebody to say, oh, by the way, Mr. Mountjoy, how do you feel about the illegal invasion? He doesn't wait for that. You know his views 5 seconds after meeting him because he puts it right out there for everybody to hear.
He always has.
Always has.
So welcome your listeners to come and meet him. Meet him, greet him, chat with him, ask any question they want. He will give an honest answer.
What's that number again, Barbara?
That number to call for details is 877-NO-ILLEGALS, and it's toll-free.
All right, Barbara. We hope you have a good meeting, everybody. That's a really good guy to see. Feinstein sucks. She really does.
Yeah.
And here's a guy that's going to go in there and do the right thing. So, vote patriot, not party. Vote for the right person. Vote for somebody who speaks your language, but she ain't it, believe me.
You better.
Dick Mountjoy, my buddy. All right, Barbara, thanks for the call.
You betcha. Thank you, darling.
All right, let's go to Jerry calling from Victorville. Jerry, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, there, okay. Let me say this, folks. Terry's saying what really has to be said. You vote for the people who are patriots, those who love the country, love the Constitution, and we hope they love God. Folks, that's the only way we're going to make it. If we don't have the numbers, we cannot outdo those who are against America and against us.
Well said.
I will say this. I just happened to catch ABC, NBC, CBS, the Alphabet Channel, on the Mexican Independence Day. And then I caught Channel 52, which, of course, is a Mexican station and has the whole complete show of everything from down there in Mexico City and the whole works. I do not want to see... You know, can you imagine me down there in that crowd in Mexico saying, Viva la America?
Yeah,
Viva America?
You'd last about 10 seconds.
That's right. It's not that we don't love our brothers and sisters, north and south, east and west. We're talking about the survival of our country.
That's right.
So, folks, I don't care if you send $2 or half a buck or $100 or $1,000. Send it to Terry, and then after you send it to Terry, send it to those in the different states, and you know who you are out there in those states, Send it to them so we can get these people in to put God, family, and country, borders, language, and culture.
There you go.
And that's all there is to it. And the other thing is that Lou Dobbs happened to have a little thing on where he talked about the drug situation in our northern forests up there near north, in the north of California. And it's how it's becoming so dangerous just for a normal citizen to take a hike in our own forest. Well, we've been using forests for marijuana for years and years, but this time it's the Mexican cartel.
Right.
Folks, your ancestors, the ones who come after you, the ones who went before you, they're working on the other side just as hard as we are on this side. So, folks, support Terry. I say again, I don't care if you send him $5, $2, $100, or $1,000, or $100,000. You have to keep the man on the air. We have to keep Bank of America on the air.
We really appreciate it, Jerry. I got to go, but I appreciate that unsolicited testimonial and beg for money. We do need it. And I want to remind folks, every nickel you send us, you know, we're not out here buying new cars and clothes and alligator shoes and gold chains. We use that money to stay on the air. Sometimes we don't have gas money. You know why? Because we spend every nickel to get the airtime to, and it's expensive. Every nickel we get, we put into airtime. So anybody that can help us, I really appreciate it. Jerry, thanks a lot. Call me again, buddy.
God bless you.
All right. Let's go to Elliot calling from Glendale. Elliot, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yeah, I really appreciate your program. It's great. And you said it exactly right. Put the nail on the head twice tonight when you mentioned it's the money trail, how the big multinational corporations, you know, they finance La Raza and all these groups, and they give their money to the two major parties. That's the reason why if you donate to a party like Republican or Democrat, they're just going to ignore you, because
right.
most of that money comes from the very enemies, the very people who want the illegal immigration. And then I found out the real reason why they're going to ignore us and not close the borders, and they'll lie to us. There's no law against them lying. There should be. If you lie in a courtroom, you go to jail for perjury. But these politicians, they lie all the time. And if people are stupid enough to think that incumbents like Dianne Feinstein and David Dreyer are going to change their spots, they're absolutely wrong, because they might say, oh, we're going to do something about it after the election's over. Well, I can guarantee you they won't do it after the election's over.
Elliot, if you hear David Dreyer now, you think he wrote Prop 187. You think he was the greatest fighter in the world against this invasion, if you listen to him now, only because, you know, people like Sonny Sardo have run against him and waken him up, and so has Cynthia Matthews has run against him and woke the guy up a little bit. He's not real. He's not with us. He's against us. But if you listen to him now, he sounds like he's born again. Don't buy it.
Yeah, I want to invite everybody to look at my website. Even if you're not supporting me, the information I have on there is like gold. I've got a link. I have a link to your website. I have a link to Barbara Coe's website on CCIR. I've got a link to FAIR's website. I've got just a whole lot of information. So
what's your website, Elliot?
www.elliotgraham, it's spelled E-L-L-I-O-T-T with two T's, graham.com. I have another website called StopFeedingTheDragon.com, so if you don't know how to spell Elliot Graham, you can go to Stop Feeding the Dragon. This is another area where we lose jobs, because they shut down factories in this country, and we're importing all these goods from the People's Republic of China, slave labor goods.
That's right.
And we have to stop buying all these Chinese
goods. We really do. We were talking about that with Lawrence Rascala before the show, how China is really, really killing us here, you know, and we've got to do something about that. Elliot, thank you.
I want to mention something else.
Real quick, Elliot.
We got illegal aliens. They will go into, like, they can go into Hawaii. Once they arrive in any state, whether it's Alaska or Hawaii, they can get on a plane and fly to the mainland.
That's
because
right.
It's a domestic flight.
Don't have to go through any processing at all.
Too.
That's right. Don't have to go through any processing. No immigration, no customs, no nothing. Elliot, thanks for the call. Take care.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Let's go to Dave calling from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Dave, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. How you doing, man?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Good, good. Hey, I wanted to ask you if you heard there's a senator in the States there that wants to build a fence across the entire border of Canada and the U.S. That's about 4,000 miles.
That's quite a few miles.
12,000 troops along the border watch it with Apache helicopters because of the terrorism thing. And I thought, God, they're going to spend that kind of money on the Canadian border. what's happening on the Mexican border.
Well, you know what? People would say we're racist to even discuss this, but I don't see a need for a fence in Canada. Yeah, for the on the terrorism thing, yeah, but as far as illegal aliens coming into the country to steal jobs and other things, come on. When you've got a first-world country border in a first-world country, everybody kind of stays home, Dave. You know what I mean? But when you've got a third-world country border in a first-world country, guess what? Guess which way the illegal traffic is going to be? It's going to be from south to north. It's just common sense. So that's why we need it down there. Not we don't need it in Canada because most Canadians want to stay home. We got a guy named Julio that calls you all the time talking about all the Canadian illegal aliens. I don't see them in our prisons. I don't see them in our schools. I don't see them in our job market here in California. So it's not an issue as far as I'm concerned. The issue is the people that come here from the third world to take something they shouldn't have. And don't get me wrong. I don't want any Canadians illegals either. But I don't see it as a problem. You guys got just as much up there as we got here and some things more. So it's not a big deal. Dave, I want to thank you for the call. Thanks for listening, buddy.
Yeah, we love you. And say hi to your brother Mike for me.
Will do.
Coming down.
I'll get that information to him.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Take care.
Let's go to my good friend Victor calling from Inglewood, California. Victor, what do you hear? What do you say, buddy?
Well, not too much to say, little time, but you know I am for good fences makes good neighbors.
Yes, it does.
And recently I heard a member of the parliament from Canada saying that they have in mind an agenda in which they want to create a region that incorporates Canada, Mexico, and the United States as one region with one ID.
Total disaster.
Yeah. But on another note, you know, Antonio Villaraigosa certainly would not agree with me in the fact that good fences makes good neighbors.
I bet he does at his house. I bet he would agree with you at his house where he lives.
And he doesn't have goats or the mariachi singing
but I
every
bet,
day.
But I bet he's got a good fence, Victor, if you get my meaning.
Right.
You know, everybody wants theirs to be secure, mm-hmm. but they don't want this country to be secure.
Now, Independence Day was celebrated by many individuals, many folks during the weekend. And I wonder how many of these folks can reflect on the fact that we became independent from Spain, then from Mexico, so we would become a sovereign state. California is a sovereign nation, right?
Good point.
And I wonder, this man would care to remind them that they should not depend on Mexico. We should be independent. Neither we should depend on the buffoons, the clowns, and the legislator. Because we have, I don't think that we're making much progress if we became independent from Spain. So we should become dependent on who? The legislators in Sacramento?
We should stay independent from everything. I totally agree.
Give me a break.
If that happens, you are regressing. You're going backwards. Your independence was for nothing.
And we have to pay taxes. And as you know, let me just finalize with this. As an example, here in Inglewood, the hospitals are closing the emergency rooms.
Sentinella Hospital, yeah.
And I went to the hospital last week to take my mother. It took 4 hours to get someone to care for my mother. And you know what? Most of the people who were in the hospital, I'm saying this as a physician, they are not going there for emergency. They should be in a waiting room.
Right. They're using
an emergency room.
They're using the hospital emergency room for a doctor's office.
Right. And that's why it's so expensive.
Right. Because an emergency room visit is 10 times what a doctor's office visit would cost. But that's what they're doing. Victor, I want to thank you for the call. As always, lots of intelligence. We appreciate your input.
Thank you for your kind attention to this.
Take care, Victor.
Bye.
Let's go to Tony calling from Orange County, California. Tony, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, Terry, you're on the mark as usual. I just want to second Jerry's comments. You know, Jerry puts his money where his mouth is. We need to really support you and the people, the candidates that you have on this show. Real quickly, I just have one question. Do you think there's any illegal aliens in our state assembly?
I you know, that's hard to say, but I'm going to be honest with you. I wouldn't be surprised, Tony. I really wouldn't. 5 years ago, I said, oh, no, that's impossible. But nowadays, you just really don't know. We had a guy who was in a Border Patrol. You know what I mean? He had been in the Navy. Then he joined the Border Patrol for a bunch of years and found out this guy was illegally in the country. So who knows?
I kind of had the same feeling, Terry. I think maybe somehow we could find out. It would be great if that could, we could get one of those guys one of these days.
And you know what, Tony? Listening to their ideologies and their philosophies and their loyalties, I would probably say, well, probably, yeah.
You're right. Thanks, Terry.
All right, Tony. Thanks. Call me again, buddy.
Will do.
All right. Let's go to Mark calling from Gardena, California. Mark, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
I got two quick points. First point, hate to be a pessimist, but... We're in a battle. We're not going to win. I got a lot of young friends. All they care about is cell phones, and that's it.
Mark, everybody wakes up in their own time. I've got people who 5 years ago fell right into that category you're talking about, and they're gung-ho on the team now. So
I hear what you're saying, yep. But, I mean, I talk to them. I tell them what's going on. They don't care. But, you know, the other talk show hosts, you know, like one guy did a poll on Jessica's Law. Nobody cared about that. All they care about is American Idol.
Well,
liberalism is a mental disorder. It's a mental disorder. My friends are these young kids are just idiots.
How old are you, Mark?
And then real quick, for all the black, I'm a white guy, but most of my friends are black. For all the black folks, stop complaining. You had Broadway, Figueroa, you had all that in the 60s and 70s. All of it was yours. I took my black friend. We went to buy some cabinets about a year ago. All Mexican. I said, what happened to your store? You had all this. This was all yours.
Yeah, we did.
The white man didn't take it from you down in South Central.
What happened to it? We sold it.
You sold it out to the Julios. Now all you're doing is pushing carts down there. This should be your whole area. You had it. Now All you do is rent down there, and the whole area looks like garbage. He just shook his head. He goes, I know.
Well, how old are you, Mark?
I'm 40. Just turned 46 last week.
Okay, buddy. You've been around. Mark, I want to thank you for the call. Call me again.
Yes, sir.
Take care.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to Gene calling from Cal Mesa, California. Gene, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, Terry.
Yes, sir.
I heard last week you said Mark Edwards has another radio station.
Yeah, he's on KLAV in Las Vegas on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock.
Now, what number is that?
1100 AM.
Can you get that in California?
I don't know. I doubt it. It's not the kind of station that he was on. It's not like K-Dawn that we're on. It was very powerful. This station is a pretty local station in Vegas.
Yeah, one other thing. You know Luca?
Yeah.
I was on Fire Jerry Lewis. I went down there, and I was on the video, and he thought I was falling asleep on my back. I just closed my eyes, and my back hurts really bad.
It happens, Gene. I got to go, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Let's go to Bill calling from Chino, California. Bill, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Terry, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Terry, I just wanted to reiterate what a few previous callers had said. People, listeners, good friends of ours, and loyal citizens of this beautiful America of ours, let's help the Terry Anderson Show. Send in your donations. Do what you can. $5, $10, $100, whatever you can spare, because Terry needs it, and he is a true voice for this country on this issue.
Really appreciate that, Bill. And it's so true that it's hard to get people to understand that you know, this is not O'Reilly. This is not one of these shows where these people are paid, John and Kim, where they're paid lots of money. We actually pay these people to come here and give our message out. And that's terrible that we have to do that, but it's the way it is. And we do it because we believe in it. We do it because we need to get the message out. We know people want to hear it. People want to live in a place where they can hear the things that are important to them. And some of these radio stations, believe me, are just not doing that anymore. So, yeah, we have to pay for the time, and it is extremely expensive. And
yeah, I know, too.
We're hanging on by our fingernails, Bill.
Anyways, let me give out your address again.
Yes, sir.
It's the Terry Anderson Show. 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, State of California, and the zip code is 91604, and I've got a money order here already for you.
Bill, I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you so much for that unsolicited testimonial. Thanks, buddy.
Fellow listeners, let's help Terry.
Take care.
All right,
let's go to Cindy calling from Cochise County, Arizona. Cindy, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hi, Terry. Randy talked about the 25 million pounds of illegal alien garbage in our fields. The newspaper reported we need $64 million to clean that garbage up.
Another unforeseen cost of the invasion.
My goodness. I think we need to put up tents, and then tent these illegals for 14 days, give them garbage duty, and then deport them with a bag of garbage.
I'd give them garbage duty for a year.
and then deport them and put a ball and chain on their leg to make sure they didn't run away. Believe me, they're not going to come back, you know?
They will not, and nobody else will want to follow them in to get in the tent. So we're going to call on the border sheriffs, the Border Sheriffs Coalition.
Good.
We want to
Good.
See those tents go up on the border. And we want the illegals to pick up their own garbage, $64 million.
You know what, Cindy? One of the things that most – and I was going to get into this with Randy when he got cut off. But most politicians don't put a human face on the problem of this invasion. These are people we're talking about. These are people that have to smell that garbage. These are people that have to deal with the illegal aliens moving in next door and putting 20 people in a one-bedroom house. These are people that have their kids in school. These are people who lose their jobs and have their wages depressed. These are Americans. These are faces. These are human beings in this country that have to suffer through this. We're not just some faceless mob. We're individuals who have to deal with this on a daily level. And politicians don't understand that. They don't personalize it.
We don't get it, Terry.
That's right.
Because of illegal aliens.
You
that's
are right
we didn't
there.
Have an income. We didn't get to do what we love to do, and that's still building.
You are right there where they come across, and I'm right here where they end up, and we all suffer. And I wish politicians would see it.
They are coming through tonight. Let me tell you, the
I believe you.
Vehicles are out there with paper plates.
I've been there.
On the vehicles. 15 in a group, 50 in a group. DesertVisions.us. A lot of visions in the desert. .us. There's the pictures of the garbage in the desert.
All right,
Walking
Cindy.
Walking those trails through that garbage and photograph it and document it, Terry. And we want the illegals to pick it up.
We do. Cindy, thank you for the call. Keep your fire. Keep the fire. All right. We are followed every Sunday night as we continue right here in Los Angeles. If you're listening in L.A., you can hear us on Sunday Night Live. Right after us is Loris Rascala. She poked her head in the door. She's going to tell us what's going to be on her show next.
Hey, Terry. Great show. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Tonight we're going to talk with a couple of people who've been speaking out in the Islamic world. Are we good?
No, it's on here, Mike, but it's not on over there.
Can we try this one?
That's fine.
That sounds good. Thank you, Terry. Tonight we're going to talk with a couple people who've been speaking out in the Islamic world and have actually been very courageous. Noni Darwish founded the group Arabs for Israel, and I'm going to ask her a few questions about Rosie O'Donnell, about the Pope and what he said this weekend, and about Muslim reaction. And I've also got an exclusive interview with Salman Rushdie.
Wow!
Who wrote the book Satanic Verses and had a fatwa declared against him. We've talked to him, and you're going to hear the interview tonight. Right here, right after your show.
Laura, she's a man. And believe me, folks, she ain't no man. I wish Loris would ask me what I think of Rosie O'Donnell. We'd both get put off the air. Loris will be on.
Tell me what you think, Terry.
She'll be on right after me, folks, on Sunday Night Live right here. All right, let's go to Jerry, calling from San Diego. Jerry, what do you hear? What do you say? Jerry, you there? Let's see. We got problems with the phones. Jerry, I can't bring you up. No problem. Let's try it down here. Jerry, you there? Jerry's not there. Sorry, guys. Something wrong with the phone lines here. But, folks, I want you to remember, we're on by the grace of God here. We need your help to stay on the air. Stick around for Loris Rascala Live. And don't forget my good buddy, Rusty Childress of Childress Auto Mall, 22nd Avenue in Camelback in Phoenix. Website is immigrationbuzz.com. Don't forget this week with the swings, the No More Immigration Bill, and the Giant of Lunesta. Good stuff on this week with the swings. Send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. I want to thank Mike Reed tonight for engineering the show. The show tonight is Mike's last night. He's a great engineer. He's a great guy, great American. He's leaving to go up on an adventure up in Northern California to school up there, and we want to thank Mike for all of the great shows he did with us. He's going to stay in touch with the Terry Anderson Show. Thank you, Mike. Thank Les Blinkhorn for taking your calls. And I want to remind you, folks, without you, we cannot stay on the air. So please, if you can dig a little deeper than you usually do, help us. Don't forget those three websites we talk about all the time, theterryandersonshow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Mann at deportaliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week. As usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gold, ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.